Have you used mini implants yet to assist in providing anchorage for orthodontic movement? Today, most orthodontists have at least tried a few cases in which mini implants are employed for additional anchorage. If so, you've probably encountered some of the problems that can occur with mini implants. One of these is rotation when a force is applied to the mini implant. Since most mini implants have a smooth or machined surface to avoid osseointegration, they can still provide anchorage because the implant will simply not move through the bone. But these mini implants can rotate in a counterclockwise direction if a force is applied in that direction. Unfortunately, this can result in loosening of the implant. It actually could be more beneficial to have the implant partially integrate with the bone to avoid this rotational dilemma. Could osseointegration actually be more appropriate for a mini implant? That question was addressed in a study that was published in the September 2009 issue of The Ankle Orthodontist. I'd like to review that study on this month's issue of Practical Reviews in Orthodontics. The title of the article is Rotational Resistance of Surface-Treated Mini Implants. This study comes out of Seoul, Korea from the Department of Orthodontics at Seoul National University. The lead author of this research is Sung-Hun Kim. The purpose of the study was to determine the effect of surface treatment on osseointegration and the resistance of mini implants to rotational movement. In order to accomplish this project, the authors used two different types of implants. Both of the implant systems were similar in size and shape. They measured 1.8 millimeters in diameter and were 8.5 millimeters in overall length. But the surface treatment of the implants differed. One of the implants was machined or smooth surface titanium, while the other mini implant surface had been sandblasted and acid etched to produce a rough surface. These two implants were then inserted into a series of experimental animals and were allowed to set for 3 weeks. After that time, a rotational force was placed on the implants to determine if there were any differences between the machined surface and the rough surface. In addition, the authors determined the resistance to removal of the mini implants at the end of the experiment to determine if one of the surfaces had a greater resistance than the other to removal. Okay, I think you get the idea of the experiment. Now, what did these authors find? Question number one. Did one of these implant surfaces perform better than the other relative to rotational resistance? The answer to that question is yes, definitely. The mini implants whose surface had been sandblasted and acid etched produced greater resistance to counterclockwise rotation during the experiment. The machined surface implant did not resist counterclockwise rotation and turned in that direction during the experimental loading. Question number two. What about the removal of the implant at the end of the experiment? Did the rough surface implant show greater resistance to removal? The answer to that question is also yes. The removal torque value of the rough surface implant was greater than the smooth surface implant. In implant research, this basically means that the rough surface implant had partially integrated with the bone, producing a more rigid fixation. So there you have it. If you use a machined or smooth surface implant, you will have problems from time to time with rotational movement depending upon the type of force that's applied to the mini implant. If you wish to avoid that problem, in certain types of orthodontic treatment, you might consider using a mini implant whose surface has been sandblasted and acid etched to produce a rougher surface, which results in partial integration with the bone and eliminates the problem of counterclockwise rotation. If you're interested in reviewing this article, you can find it in the September 2009 issue of The Engel Orthodontist.